And we're back with Felipa Solis from El Paso Pro Musica, and we're here to talk about the Virtual Chamber Music Festival. Felipa, let's talk about this year's festival, which is happening, number one. And then number two, it's January. I mean, you take up the entire month. So take us through your process. I think as you were talking about before, something about this pandemic has also increased our access. So maybe there are people that wouldn't be able to travel here, but because we're doing virtually, oh, well, it's a little bit more flexible or easy. With this year's roster, did you find that to be the case where performers are like, yes, we'll do it?
Yeah, well, absolutely. But what we want to do with this festival is we want to make it very community driven. Zool Bailey, our artistic director, is going to really make it a point of doing incredible amounts of outreach, incredible amounts of socially distanced, acceptable appearances around the community where you would least expect to see him. And we started doing that last festival, and it worked, and we're ready to do that again. We're actually going to start the festival in a Zoom on January 13th. Our El Paso Pro Musica Guild, which is the strong arm of El Paso Pro Musica, they are these incredible ladies who are the volunteers who raise the most money and just engage the community so much. And we're going to kick off with a special Zoom luncheon catered by Megalicious Meals. All of the proceeds go to benefit and keep our engagement and outreach program sustainable. It's going to be $35. Lunch will be delivered to your door on Wednesday, January 13th, and Zool Bailey will be the special guest, and he will provide you with a lunchtime concert.
That's amazing.
We're very excited about this because this also marks his 20th year with El Paso Pro Musica. And this marks my 10th year with El Paso Pro Musica. So engaging in the community is going to be very, very important. We're unfortunately losing our incredible collaboration with the El Paso Symphony Orchestra, but stay tuned later in this year. We're going to be doing a lot of great things with them. But we do have other collaborations, including with our organization, the Pan American Roundtable, which will be celebrating 100 years this year with Zool in a very special event with them, and a collaboration with the Tom Lee Institute, where Amigos en Amistad, Zool has just done a CD that features the William Walton Cello Concerto, along with Richard Strauss's Don Quixote. Now, the beautiful part about the CD is the cover art. And the cover art is by our very own Hal Marcus. And it's called Music Man. And he has wonderful stories surrounding that incredible artwork and what inspired him to paint Zool that fabulous fall night in his backyard. And Zool will talk about his journey in the recording industry. And they're going to play that beautiful piece with incredible artwork from artists like Tom Lee, who were inspired by Don Quixote. That's going to be a very special event on January 21st. On January 30th, Duo Parnas, an incredible sister act, if you will, Madeline and Cicely Parnas, violinist and cellist respectively, will not only play the classics, but they're also going to do a virtual program featuring some of their own compositions, new, young, vibrant, exciting composers. And there are these two incredibly fabulous talents who were trained by their grandfather, who was a very, very famous cellist. And they are taking classical music to a whole new level. After that, we're going to hopefully do a special event with our Young Artist Development Series with Johns Hopkins University and the Peabody School of Music with some of the artists who have appeared in El Paso in the last 5 years of the program. So stay tuned for that. We're still coming up with an exciting date in February, but we're going to culminate the festival on February 13th with Rob Capello, the host of NPR's What Makes It Great. He is going to take us through the life of Cole Porter and this legendary composer and some of his incredible compositions. He'll have a wonderful vocalist along with him for the ride. And he takes music, takes it apart, makes it to where you understand every nuance and every note, if you pardon the pun. So with that said, so we've got two really dynamite performers coming, but one of the most important things we'll be doing beginning January 14th and for three Thursdays in January is we're going to continue with Bach's Lunch.
So it's coming back.
even more interesting than ever, because it's going to be at the El Paso Museum of Art, and it's going to be virtual on eppm.org beginning January 14th, that Thursday, and for the next three Thursdays. And it's going to be Zuhl Bailey performing all six Bach cello suites. So it's going to be two suites every Thursday, but he'll be at the Museum of Art, and he will be in front of incredible artwork in the Kress Collection and new exhibits. So that combination of art and music that we always wanted to share with Bach's Lunch, now we can do it bigger and better than ever, because it's going to be art and music telling a story. There's so much beautiful art in the Kress Collection that was created at the time of Bach's life, and all of that is going to come to life. So we thank the Museum and Cultural Affairs Department of the City of El Paso, and we thank the El Paso Museum of Art for allowing us to be able to go in there safely and be able to bring Bach's Lunch to everyone virtually and safely this January.
It really is beautiful to see how amidst all of this panic, you know, organizations such as yours and, you know, I mean, I talk to artists every week, once a week, and it is beautiful to see how the creative community who really depends on gatherings and people and that kind of thing, make it happen regardless and do it in a way that gives value to us, because we all need you right now. We need this music. We need just to be somewhere else outside of our living rooms. Although, you know, now that we consume these things, yeah, I'm still in my living room, but I'm somewhere else when I'm hearing the music, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why we're trying. I mean, even we've tried to do some fun things on social media where we'll combine recipes so that you can make something fabulous and then sit there. And after you've made this creation, you can enjoy the music while you're doing it. So we're going to try to come up with innovative ways to keep people engaged. And we still, our mission will always be to make music matter. We will continue with education programs. We will not stop when it comes to working with the Alzheimer's Association, with hospice, with hospitals in the region. We've done some Zoom events with you, with the UMC, and we want to keep that going. We had a great relationship with Creative Kids and the Boys and Girls Clubs of El Paso. And these are real true feathers in our cap, because we're working together and united to present music to soothe, heal, and educate. And music as medicine has never been needed now more than ever. And if we can keep doing that, we want to do that. But of course, we need your help to make that happen. So we thank you so much, Marina and KTEP and UTEP, for all your support all the time, because being able to talk to you like this is a gift for me.
For me too. I love this.
And it's a gift for all of us, because the music will keep us going. And what my dad used to say, a life with no music is like a house with no windows. And that's very, very true now more than ever.
Yes. Yes, it is. And, you know, hats off to you, because I know that running a nonprofit, period, in a normal year is not easy. Running a nonprofit in a pandemic, I mean, how has that been?
That has been, well, it's been an eye-opener, let me say that. I used to have a system. I thought I had a successful system, maybe. I don't know, because running nonprofits from one year to the next, anything can change and everything can change. But this was so topsy-turvy. And like I mentioned, it made all of us who are in the nonprofit world kind of go, hi, how you doing? How you hanging in there? What are you doing? What's working for you? And if anything, it's united us more. And I'm hoping that after all of this, the days of, oh my gosh, all my grant stuff is in the office and the building's closed, from that point to now, maybe it'll unite us to bring even a stronger, more powerful El Paso art scene, nonprofit scene, healthcare scene. Our university has done so much to try to keep people safe, as has the music department. And all of us together, hopefully we'll be able to all work together, hold hands, unite, and make this town greater than it's ever been.
I think you're right. It's happening, and it is beautiful how we've come together to help each other out, figure out like, hey, how did you do that? Or, you know, what did you learn from that? Or, you know, just kind of learning as we go. And then I also feel like as a community, as a people, we are more accepting of faults and things not being exactly perfect. I learned that. I think that's a big lesson I learned throughout this process. And, you know, everything is all right, even when it's not, right? I mean,
it is. And you accept, I always just, you know, beat myself up at every juncture as the workaholic that I always have been. Mm-hmm. And so if it's not ratings, it's audiences. It's always been that kind of thing in my universe. And so now when like the concert comes up and you know that people are watching it, you know that people are enjoying it, it gives you a different kind of peace of mind. Mm-hmm. Because during concerts, I'm running in front of house, back of house, everything, here, there. And now I can sit and enjoy the concert. It's a beautiful thing. It's not just hearing it through the walls. I'm watching this incredible artist who's taking time out of their universe to share their gifts and make a difference for all of us. And with that said, that's been a great gift for me. So we're hoping that this festival, as I mentioned, Bach's Lunch is in place. We've got two incredible artists, and you'll be seeing a lot of Zuhl Bailey connecting to you in ways all over our community. We've got a lot of zip codes, and we're going to cover them, and we're going to make a difference. We have an intern program coming up. We're going to have young people everywhere. And with that said, virtually or whatever we can do for people to listen and unite, and that'll be really kind of a test. And by next year, hopefully at this time next year, we'll have a whole different kind of a festival that will be beyond a celebration. But at this point, kick back, relax. January 13th at 11 o'clock is the kickoff on Zoom. And you can go to eppm.org for more information to register for that fun luncheon where Zuhl will accompany you while you enjoy a fabulous sandwich prepared by Megan Hoover of Megalicious Meals. And I will tell you right now, the truffle potato chips are included in that package, which to me should be a food group.
There it is. Well, thank you so much, Philippa and El Paso Pro Musica, for hanging in there, for bringing us the music, and really for us to participate. It's all about going to your website, right? EPPM.
EPPM.org. And also join our Facebook page at EPPM El Paso Pro Musica. And we're at El Paso Pro Musica on Instagram and Twitter. And we'll keep you up to date with all of the things that are happening with respect to the festival. So stay tuned to our social media and to EPPM.org. And we'll see you virtually. And here's a big virtual hug for the city of El Paso.
I love it. Today, my guest has been Philippa Solis with El Paso Pro Musica. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you. Happy New Year.